Good morning, The Wolf. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emily Ann.
Emily Ann Roberts! Come on! Yeah! Yeah!
I wish everybody was that excited to talk to me.
Woo! We are. We are. You know why I'm excited? Because you're exciting. Your story is exciting. Your story is one of perseverance and one of joy and happiness and love. One that is really starting to get good, girl. We've been watching you since The Voice. Has it really been... Was that 2015 for real?
2015 for real. It's been 10 years this year. This month, my blind audition aired back in 2015. So it's literally been 10 years. And it has been a crazy journey. But I think you're right. It feels like we're on the right track and things are really starting to move. And that feels really good after 10 years of work.
Absolutely. I mean, just sticking with it. It's a tough business. You know, I've been in the other side of things for... you know, three times that long, and it's tough on this side and it's tough on that side, but you know, when you see somebody persevere and just keep moving forward and be tenacious because they want it and they love it so much, and then for it to pay off is just a glorious thing to watch. So congratulations to you on sticking with it. What was it like to get that call from Megan Maroney's people and say, hey, want to come on out on the road with another blonde?
Well, it was a dream come true. I look up to Megan so much. I think that she is an absolute genius. I have, like, honestly studied how she markets her music and her songwriting and everything. I just think that she is so smart.
Yeah.
And she puts on such an incredible show. And it's been so cool to see things take off for her. So that was a dream come true. We got to do another weekend with her back in April. We were out on the road for a couple dates with her, and she brought me up on stage with her during her set to sing Am I Okay, which is incredible. For folks that, you know, don't know, usually a headliner, it's not normal for them to bring up the opener during their set. But any time a headliner does do that, it means the world to the opener because it just... it gives you more opportunity to make a connection with those fans. And so that was so sweet of her to do that. And I just can't say enough good things about her. So I'm really excited for this run that we're doing this weekend because her fans are so freaking fun, too. They're just ready to have a good time. You know, they show up ready to sing along and have fun. And it's always a really good time.
Absolutely. I mean, when you were added to this, and people went completely nuts. I'm not sure if there's any tickets available. There may be some, like you know, verified resale tickets or whatever, but people are, like, you know, selling their plasma, rolling their pennies, maybe doing some some eBay, just trying to make it out there. It's going to be a full house tomorrow night, Mountain America Center here in Idaho Falls. And we have had such an incredible summer of incredible concerts up and down the I-15 here. Mountain America Center always puts on an incredible show. You are not only going to be impressed by the fans that are going to come out, and I've got a lot of fans and a lot of big names talking about you, girl. We're going to get to that in a second. But you're going to be impressed by the facility. The Mountain America Center is a jewel out here. It's our newest concert and events facility. And the people that run it, you are going to be so impressed. They're going to treat you like family. They're going to love on you, and you're going to want to come back after Friday night.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah, we have a great partnership with them at Mountain America Center. It's going to be an incredible show. And so you were talking about the fans. You were talking about how much you respect and admire, you know, Megan Maroney and the way she approaches the business. She went to school for that, you know. And I will tell you this. People got a big buzz about you. I've had people say, when they found out that you were coming, I had friends and family and fans just emailing and texting, and they just – all the different clips and all your different videos, they're just like, I can't believe she's coming. It's so exciting. But I was talking to a country music legend last week, and she just so happened – to be my first radio interview. You're my latest. She was my first, like, 30-something years ago. And her name is Pam Tillis.
No way! I love Pam so much.
Yeah, so I'm talking to Pam, full circle moment. I'm like, Pam, you were my first interview all those years ago. I am so excited to talk to you again. She played a very historic downtown place, a place here downtown called the Colonial Theater. And she was so sweet. And in the midst of the interview, I asked her, I said, well, you know, I'd love to see you collaborating with some of the newer artists. Who do you really like out there right now off the top of your head? You were the first person she mentioned.
Oh, that's crazy. That, like, I'm pinching myself. What is my life? I will say, a couple weeks ago, Pam asked me to be a part of her 25th anniversary of being a member at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes!
I know. I know. And they were celebrating her 25 years, and she wanted me to be a part of that night, which was crazy. And a lot of folks, I'm blessed. A lot of folks have said some nice things about me. They've said some crazy and hateful things too. But for the most part, people have said some nice things about me. And when Pam was introducing me that night at her 25th anniversary, she said, "This young lady right here is the hardest working woman in show business."
Oh.
And that meant so much to me, you know. She could have said anything, but that meant a lot. I'm proud to have a strong work ethic, because you can't really do this business if you don't have one. And so, anyways, Pam is a dear friend, and I'm proud to call her a friend.
Well, all I can say is we expect a collaboration, perhaps Shake the Sugar Tree. I'm just putting out suggestions. Or Let That Pony Run, or maybe both. I don't know.
Maybe both. Hey, I'm down for both.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for any of it, but I am so happy to hear that. So